They are mostly very uneducated, if I will use the word, or rather very nasty. They can be very aggressive.
There are cases where a VIO will even climb a vehicle, and the vehicle will be moving.
That is why when we hear of unprofessionalism, personally, I laugh.
To an extent, it has almost become a normal sight to see officers cladded in white shirt and black trouser with a car painted like a bumblebee on Abuja roads. They are known as VIO, Vehicle Inspection Officers. These officers and Nigerians never meet eye to eye. How so? Well, we'll find out shortly. Hello, my name is Lilian Ogazi, and this is The Bearing coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are finding out why VIO officers and vehicle owners are often at loggerheads. Every state and city in Nigeria have men in black and white uniforms or orange uniforms who are called vehicle inspection officers. They are often mistaken to be men of the Road Safety Corps, but they are distinct from the road safety officers and they carry out distinct, although overlapping duties with the men of the Road Safety Corps, which in turn has created a certain level of confusion amongst vehicle owners on what their true function entails. What exactly is the responsibility of the vehicle inspection officers? Let's find out.
My name is Carlo Emeka. I'm the head of Public Relations Division, Directorate of Road Traffic Services, FCT. The directorate, as is popularly called in the Federal Capital Territory, is that of ensuring that the roads, there is sanity on FCT roads. What I mean by that is we do everything that will lead to safety on roads in FCT. That starts by the registration of vehicles in the territory, licensing of prospective drivers, ensuring that people doing businesses that are related to motoring in LT are organized in a manner that the people who are their stakeholders get their services the way it should be. At the same time, the directorate ensures that, which is part of ensuring sanity, making sure that vehicles are properly registered, they operate in line with the FCT traffic regulation. So these are major functions of the directorate.
Is one of the responsibilities of the directorate is to stop vehicles and check their licenses and car papers on the road?
Yes, that is one of the functions. It's part of the inspection effort. When they stop a vehicle, it's not just checking at the looking at the papers that matter, but to know whether such vehicle is still roadworthy or not.
That was the public relations officer, Kalu Emetu of the VIO, speaking. Now that we've cleared that up, why is it that in carrying out their duties, most vehicle owners have had clashes with these officials? At this point, it is safe to say that almost every Nigerian who drives has a negative tale to tell about their experience with the VIO. Let us listen to some Nigerians share their experiences and how it made them feel.
My name is Frank. Horrible experience. I haven't had anyone with the Federal Road Safety. I have had a couple with VIO in Abuja, yes. It happened 2 years ago and they stopped me for their routine check. Asked for my papers. I showed them my papers were up to date. My license was up to date. Then they started going around and checking my tires. Asked me to come and open the boot to check my spare tire and the fire extinguisher. Upon checking the extinguisher, they said it had expired. They said I needed to follow them to their office because of an expired extinguisher. With that, I was like, okay, why would I have to go all the way to the office? I could just get another one. They said it's an offense, and before I knew it, they started trying to take my car keys from me that I was not obliging to what they wanted. And I was trying to be as calm as possible, but the main problems they have are the people they keep on the roads, they are mostly very uneducated, if I'll use the word, or rather very nasty. They can be very aggressive, and eventually it became almost an altercation with them that fateful day.
How did it make you feel?
It made me feel like how most Nigerians feel with our security operatives. You feel oppressed. That is what it was. They felt they had power and they could oppress me, and they did.
When it comes to the fire extinguisher, did you have the resources to buy it at that point in time?
Yes, I did. I did. That's why I was like, okay, let me just get to where I could get the extinguisher. They said, no, I need to go to the office with them. And I had an emergency where I was going to. But they said that. So in trying to make sense of the situation and trying to have a decent conversation with them, that was when one jumped into the car trying to pull off my car keys, and from there everything just went the other way. The second one, I think that was sometime this year. They stopped me again for a routine check. This was under Beggar Bridge. So they checked out everything. Everything was fine. Fortunately, I had one bad tire, I think, at the back. It didn't seem so bad to my eyes, but they said it was bad and I needed to go to their office again as usual. So obviously, of which I obliged, I went to the office, but I had to start to explain to them that I didn't have the resources to buy the tire at the moment, but they bought out a fine for the, not having the tire, and also I should go and get a new tire. That was the only way they could let my car go, because it had gotten to the office. They had taken my keys from me and all that. So that was where I was at. I was trying to beg them that I didn't have the money at the moment to get the tire, but they insisted on that. So that was a complete day that was ruined for me, and I had to go about looking for money to borrow to be able to get the tire. But fortunately, I came back rather towards the end of the day, still coming to tell them I still couldn't get the money for the tire, or couldn't get the tire. Eventually, they just told me to pay the fine and go. For the Federal Road Safety, I've had excellent experiences with them. They are indeed a professional body. I think the vehicle inspection officers, the VIO, should really, really, vehicle inspectorate, I don't know the name, should really, really take examples from the road safety, because they seem a more professional body than the VIO. They are quick to action, they are very professional, they are very polite, and they are reasonable, they are humans. You're not dealing with people that are bots or act like there's no gray area.
Sometimes last year, around Federal Secretariat in Abuja, I parked at the bus stop and suddenly a VIO vehicle blocked me. One of the officers came down and then requested for my driver's license, which I handed over to them, and then requested for my car particulars, which I also showed to them. They then asked me to follow them to the office, also around Federal Secretariat, and then they booked me for illegal use of motor park. And I challenged it, and then they asked me to pay a sum of 25,000, I think. And then after several arguments, it was reduced to 5,000, and they insisted I must pay. I left my car with them. After some time, I came back to see their boss, who I explained to, but they still insisted that since my car was with them, that I will surely have to pay. And then they collected 5,000 naira cash from me before releasing my vehicle. But I found that it's really a conduct that they put up on a daily basis around that place. They find always every avenue to collect money from drivers. And even when they find that you have not committed any offense, they still use that opportunity to still want to collect money from you. So they are more or less like a money generating agency of government. And they abuse that to just want to make money by all means. Their objectives, from what I've seen with my interaction with them on that particular occasion, was not really about ensuring that vehicles fulfill the proper requirements to be on the road. And even when they interact with you, you just find that that's not their objective. Their objective is to just find a way of milking you and collecting money from you. In some cases, when they collect those monies, they ask you to go pay in bank. In some cases, they even collect cash in hand before then allowing you to go with your vehicle. Another very bad experience I've had is stopping me traffic lights and then asking me for my car papers, even when the traffic light has given the sign for me to move. And in most instances, I will always object to say to them that they can't be asking for my car papers in while I'm in the traffic, waiting for the traffic light to give me the signal to move.
My name is Faiz Muhammad. I think the only time that I really had an issue with the AIO was, funny enough, sometime last month. I was stopped in the middle of the road for about 30 or 40 minutes. They insisted that they needed not just my documentation, but also my license. And I did give them my license number. I also asked that they use the application in order to make sure that they have the right documentation out. They refused to do so for several minutes, insisting that they only wanted the paper. Eventually, I had to go to the local VIA office to get it sorted out. Generally speaking, I don't think that VIO are more problematic than any other security venture, but probably there's a slight problem of unprofessionalism in the way they handle things. And I do think that the best thing when it comes handling their particular issues, such as vehicle safety and vehicle worthiness, is to simply ensure that the application on the phone is constantly working.
How did it make you feel? The way you asked for them to use the application and they refused, you had to go to their office. How did all of that drama make you feel?
Annoyed more than anything, to be honest. It's just because, especially at the time, I was in a hurry to get back to work, delayed my entire day and made it more difficult for me.
Those are some Nigerians sharing their tales on their experience with the VIO at some point or another. Are the rights of vehicle owners being violated by these acts of VIO officials? Barrister Akin Saya educates us.
Absolutely not within their rights. You can't stop a car that is on motion, a car that should ordinarily obey the traffic light, and then you come and then you stop a vehicle in a traffic light, asking the vehicle owner to provide particulars. It's absolutely against our laws. Okay, generally, the Constitution gives the rights to movement. And then even under our traffic laws, road users have duties to obey the traffic light. And that duty cannot be subjugated by any person or any individual. What it means is that if I'm driving and the traffic light puts up the red light, I'm obliged to stop. It's an obligation that I should stop. At the moment the green lights come up, I also have an obligation to move. So if anybody then asks me not to move, that will be violating even the constituted traffic laws in the country. So whatever the VIO is doing, or whatever they're doing by aiding vehicles to disobey the traffic lights, is counterproductive and it's completely against our traffic laws.
Okay, so their names are vehicle inspection officers. Are they supposed to check your particulars and your license? Is it within their jurisdiction?
Yes, I think for license, it comes to driver's license. That's not within their jurisdiction, and I think that's clear. But when it comes to inspecting your vehicle, to know, for instance, if you have a spare tire, if you have a fire extinguisher and all of that comes with their power and that.
And are they supposed to do it by the road?
Not at all. Not at all. They should, in fact, in this 21st century, they should have better ways of even confirming if vehicles have all of that, not by coming to the road and then stopping vehicles.
Okay. And how about them jumping into your cars?
That's equally a violation of even the right to privacy that guaranteed under the Constitution.
Do you think they deliberately violate these laws because the people do not know the laws themselves?
They have converted themselves to a money-generating institution. So every vehicle inspection officer you see on the road is just interested in making money into the coffers of the directorate and not really about correcting the ills you see on our roads. Theirs is all about making money. And I think their sense of judgment is beclouded by objective of theirs.
That was Barrister Akin Sawyer confirming to us how the VIO sometimes violates basic rights of Nigerians. What does the VIO have to say about this? We'll find out after the break. Do stay, we'll be right back. For the big, trendy and impactful stories of the day,
treated inside out with in-depth analysis
to give you insight into the issues that matter.
The issue of injustice needs to be addressed. We are going into hell.
Why are you sending your child? Why are you that poor? Are you that hungry?
No, we are not practicing any democracy in Nigeria. They don't deal with us well.
Trust us on Nigeria Daily, a daily podcast from Daily Trust
to bring to you the news behind the news.
To listen in, log into our website at dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com.
You can also listen in on Spotify and TuneIn Radio.
Follow up on Instagram and Twitter at Daily Trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust.
You are welcome back. This is The Bearing coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are talking about why VIO and vehicle owners in Nigeria do not coexist. Before we went on break, we had a chat with the public relations officer of VIO, clearly outlined the responsibilities and mandate of the vehicle inspection officers. We also had some Nigerians share their negative experience with VIO officials and how they felt about it. We further spoke with a lawyer who condemned the activities of the VIO and how their act violates basic rights of Nigerians. One major complaint made by some of those we spoke with was on how unprofessional and aggressive the men of the Vehicle Inspector's Office act. How true is that, and what do the VIO officials have to say about this? Well, let's get back to the PRO of the VIO, Kalu Emetu.
When people lay claim that they are being stopped on the road, that vehicle is already on the road, and the mandate of the officer is to stop any vehicle is contained in the Road Traffic Act, to stop an officer of the directorate, that is the vehicle inspection officer, to stop a vehicle, look at it, conduct what we call instant inspection of vehicle. Conducting such inspection is to ensure that that vehicle is in a state that it can move from that point to another point. If there is anything that negates such power, what the officer does is to issue a document that places that vehicle off the road. And once such document is issued, the next place that vehicle is supposed to move to is either to a mechanic or to the office of the directorate, that's at the directorate office. These are the two possible places. The third place will be at the residence of the owner of that vehicle. Okay. Now, it's left for the officer to decide whether the offense or the state of that vehicle is such that he will allow the owner to take it to his house. And once it's issued, he is not supposed to drive that vehicle.
I spoke to a lawyer regarding the legality surrounding officers getting into people's vehicles, because I've heard stories. I spoke to a few Nigerians who complained that VIO officers jump into their vehicles and insist on taking them to the station. Are they supposed to get into their vehicles? Because according to my lawyer, it says, according to the Constitution, is a breaking of their right to privacy.
That is the angle the lawyer is saying it. The Road Traffic Act empowers VIO personnel to stop a vehicle and direct it to where it is supposed to be inspected. In Nigeria, you hardly see somebody or hear that somebody was told to move to a particular place and go to that place directly. He will need law enforcement officer direct him for him to accept or obey instruction. When you have the power to stop a vehicle, you must also have the same power to direct that vehicle or find a means of moving that vehicle to a place you feel it will be safe. Not just saving the driver, but saving other members of the public.
Okay, sir. They complain that the attitude of the officers towards them is highly unprofessional and aggressive. Is it that there's no adequate training, or is this being addressed?
You see, when people allege, for others to find out the extent or the
level of truth in the allegation. That is why we have the law courts. That is why we have alternative dispute resolution where people will meet, they will discuss and find a way to resolve their problems. Now, in this, they say they are unprofessional. What is the parameter to measure whether they are unprofessional or not? Now, in Nigeria, our people find it difficult to obey simple directives.
Okay.
Traffic offenses as minor offenses. And when they commit it, nothing happens. They should go their way. But they forget that the law says there will be things like that and created the Directorate of Road Traffic Services, as it is called in the Federal Capital Territory. That is the general, the body generally called as Vehicle Inspection Officers. When the law created such a body, it gave them mandates to perform certain functions. How do they perform all these functions? Now, the person who is arguing that they are infringing on his right, they are doing this, have they taken time to go somewhere, analyze the mandate given to these people to know whether it is not in line with the way they do it? It's only when you come close, you know the plight of the personnel of the directorate. When people resist your order, which you know that other people are also monitoring you, if you fail to perform it the way you are supposed to perform it, it becomes a problem to you. What will you do?
So you're trying to say that some Nigerians play a role in the way they are being treated.
The way you present yourself is the way somebody will use the powers he has to make sure that he achieves his mandate.
With how things are in the economy, and now we understand that sometimes the request made by VIO at that moment is not even convenient for the people involved. How can we find a common ground? Just like telling a driver whom is rushing somewhere that he needs to go and get fire extinguisher immediately, and at that moment he doesn't have money for it. How can we find a common ground around that?
Now, if you want to be fair, why not bring it, go to court, let court find fault in the mandate of these people. Let court be the one to call them to order. When court does that, the authorities that expect them to perform this function will also know that it's court stop them from doing it. Not an individual to come and say, because of the situation on ground, find a way not to perform that function again. You see, we have to be realistic at all times. Government work is all about directives. You are directed to perform this function. When you are given such directives, you don't have to change it or do it halfway. You have to give results, produce results, or else your principal will conclude that you are not doing the work.
So
all we try to do is to ensure that what the mandate given to us is performed to the letter.
All right.
All those people calling us or describing us as being unprofessional, they are yet to understand our mandate.
You said the directorate have been mandated to also generate revenue. But now,
yes.
One of the Nigerians I spoke to said that the generation of revenue has been put at the front burner in such a way that most of the times the drivers are more focused on giving out tickets to generate revenues. He complained specifically that he told the officer to use his own device and check, but the officer couldn't do it because he didn't know how to do it.
It's not true. Before we send you to the roads, we make sure that you are trained on the use of all our applications so that you will not embarrass yourself. When you embarrass yourself, you're embarrassing the directorate.
Sir.
So we train our people in all these areas. That is why when we hear of unprofessionalism, all those things, personally, I laugh. The reason why I laugh is they don't know the extent we go to make sure that people are made to play by the rule. People are made to follow the operational guidelines. All these things, we do it in the interest of the state within the directorate. We have the public relations unit, which has been upgraded to a division. We have our Servicom, which makes sure that services are rendered the way they are supposed to be. When any complaint comes to the Servicom unit, they make sure that the officers or officer involved are made to perform their function the way they are supposed to perform it. Now, when you feel that you were not served well, and you complain, make sure that you are served the way you are supposed to be served.
All right, sir. How about the aspect of putting generating funds at the front burner, where they said most officers are more focused on wanting to issue out tickets?
How do you explain that? Somebody committed an offense. You expect the person to just accept and ask you to go. Now, when you tell the person, this is what the law says,
the fine for this is 2,000 naira. The person will plead for 1,000 naira. If you are doing it, they will say you are placing generation of revenue at the front burner.
That was Kalu Emetu, the PRO VIO, speaking. With Nigerians' attitude of lawlessness and the attitude of the VIO official towards Nigerians, can peace ever reign between these two? I spoke with a public affairs analyst, and this is what he had to say.
My name is Al-Zubair Abubakar. I'm a legal practitioner in Kaduna and a public affairs analyst. First of all, I will say that it is unfortunate that such things should be happening because the VIO is authorized by law to maintain sanity on the road while the motorists are expected to maintain themselves in orderly manner and where necessary to submit themselves to the VIO for checks, which the law gives him that power. Unfortunately, both sides are wrong sometimes. In fact, most of the times, both sides, both the motorists and the VIOs are sometimes very, very wrong. It is very true that some VIOs act in unprofessional manners. Reason being that sometimes when they come to arrest or to ask somebody to give out papers for inspection, instead of talking to the person politely, sometimes they are harsh. In fact, there are reported cases of VIOs who even slap motorists because they are unable to submit their papers. There are cases where a VIO will even climb a vehicle and the vehicle will be moving and the VIO will hang to that vehicle until he is thrown down. Sometimes they even wound themselves. These are unprofessional acts. Once you stop a motorist and he refuses to stop for you, you either take his number or if you are unable to take his number, just allow him to go. Okay. Sometimes the government needs to provide gadgets for VIOs so that if they stop a motorist and he refuses to stop, they can be able to alert the next place where their men are standing so that they can stop him.
Okay.
But these people do not have these gadgets.
Okay.
Then for the motorist needs to know that unless the VIOs maintain orders on the road, we cannot even move. That is why if an official of the road inspection department stops you on the road, just stop and submit yourself to him. If there are papers that you do not have, and if they act professionally, if you plead with them, they can be able to understand, and they will give you time to go and make up for those papers without any harassment. It is because of the unprofessional conduct sometimes conducted by these officials that motorists do not stop.
Okay,
but
sir.
Motorists should endeavor to stop for inspection so that they can be able to submit themselves to the law.
Okay, so is there how these two can work together?
One of the ways they should work together is first, the motorists need to be sanitized, especially by the road traffic officials, about the need for them to harmonize and work together because they have one goal, to maintain sanity on the road. Secondly, government should provide the necessary gadgets for work for the road traffic officials so that difficulties encountered in stopping motorists can be checked through the use of technology by alerting the next post so that such motorists who disobey can be stopped. The motorists should know that submitting themselves to the law through the traffic officers is one of the responsibilities which the law imposes on them as patriotic citizens. Therefore, they should not look at the VIO or any person wanting to check them on the road as their enemies. There are people who want to maintain the road for sanity, just as the motorists want sanity on the road.
Oh.
Once we look at these issues together and then cooperate with each other, we may be able to get that sanity that we need on these roads.
That was Al-Zubair Abubakar, a public affairs analyst, speaking. For Nigeria to work, all the necessary bodies and Nigerians have to work together all the time. God bless Nigeria. This is where we draw the curtain on this episode of The Bearing. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to making this program successful. The Bearing is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina. Now, if you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, or if you have questions or comments or even suggestions of topics you would like us to talk about, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at @dailytrust. My name is Liliana Ogazi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.